Tonight is the latest in the string of live musical television events. This time, network executives are taking a chance on the Bible. On this Palm Sunday, Fox will air a show called The Passion, which is the story of the last few hours of Jesus Christ. The production takes place on location in New Orleans. Some of the scenes were taped in advance, and it will feature a huge cast, 1,000 people walking the streets, carrying the cross in a reenactment of that legendary procession. There's a whole host of talent involved. Trisha Yearwood will play Mary. Giancarlo Canela will take on the role of Jesus. And the man who orders Jesus to death, Pontius Pilate, will be played by Seal.
That's me.
That's you.
The man who condemns Jesus Christ.
That's kind of
ominous.
Our
Lord and Savior to his death.
So yeah. When someone asked you...
I'm going to add that to your resume.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
When this was floated to you as a possible role, how did you react?
Well, just as I've just reacted just then. I'm really happy to be a part of it, obviously. From what I understand, it's going to be quite a spectacle because, of course, this has been going on in Holland for the last 6 years. And so it's a tried and trused show.
They've been doing this reenactment of The Passion and performing it regularly.
Yeah. And the great thing about it is that it's so interactive. I mean, it tends to come into a city and take it over, and all the residents of the city tend to get involved, and so I can't wait.
We should say this is a modern take on the ancient story. You're not going to be wearing white robes, speaking in biblical language. Tell us about what's new about this version.
Well, I don't know if you ever saw Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet, how they took a classic story and set it in modern times. This will be a bit similar to that, I should imagine. The centurions, as they were in those days, that would have come for Jesus, those will be replaced by New Orleans Police Department cops.
Obviously, Pontius Pilate, this historical figure in the Bible, the man who tries Jesus Christ and orders him to death. But because it's a modern take, what are you bringing to this role? Are you kind of developing your own side backstory to this guy to bring him up to speed, to make him someone who's relatable in a modern context?
The role, in fact, the whole experience is not just a theater production, as it were. It's combined with music. So I sing two songs, We Don't Need Another Hero by Tina Turner and Mad World by Tears for Fears.
Those are great songs.
And that's kind of interspersed with my, I can't believe I'm saying the word acting.
Is that not something you do often?
It's not something I do at all.
Is this the first time you've done something like
this
that?
This is the first time I've acted, yes.
I didn't know that. I should have known that. So this is
flexing. No, you shouldn't have. Believe me.
I just figured you get to your level in the music world, someone would have tapped you for some role somewhere.
I've never really had a passion for it. And I've only kind of been drawn to things that I have a passion for. You know, I love photography, for example. So you'll never see me without a camera. And obviously music, I have a passion for that. But whilst I've admired and respected those that can do it, I've never really had a passion for it. So that is perhaps why I haven't acted until this point, but
are you nervous about it?
I will be on the day. I'm not so nervous now because because I don't know if there's anything to be nervous about, but on the day I hope to be nervous because that's where the energy comes from.
Did you have any input into the songs that you would sing?
In fact, it was the songs that actually drew me to take in the part because I love that song Mad World, and so they kind of lulled me into a false sense of security by saying, oh, you'll sing this song. So, by the way, there's a little bit of acting involved, too.
I'm embarrassed to say that I can't quite channel that song. I mean, I clearly know the Tina Turner song, We Don't Need Another Hero. Mm. But this is a semi-transparent little ploy to get you to sing a few bars of that song.
All around me are familiar places, worn out faces, worn out faces. You know that one?
Yeah, no, I
don't. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I'm trying hard to tell you, I'm to find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. It's a mad world. That one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Have you ever done anything at this scale? I mean, we should just remind people, this is going to be happening live. I mean, there are some of the big scenes that will have been pre-produced, recorded mm-hmm. in advance, but this is a huge production and a lot of pressure.
Yes, but it is a huge production and it is a lot of pressure, but that's what we crave as artists. We crave pressure. I mean, that's you know, it took me a while to figure that out, but that's why we constantly keep putting ourselves in this position, because in some strange sort of, I guess, semi-masochistic way, we're addicted to it. We're addicted to the pressure.
Well, we wish you all the luck in the world in your first acting gig, though you probably don't need it.
Oh, we all need a little bit of luck.
Yeah. Seal stars as Pontius Pilate in Fox's The Passion. It airs tonight. Thanks so much for talking with us, Seal.
Thank you very much, Rachel. It's been a pleasure.
Their tears are filling up their glasses. No expression, no expression. Hide my head.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.
No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had.